In this bulletin, authorities warn of difficult bushfire season ahead as fires continue in New South Wales. US Defence Secretary defends strikes on alleged drug cartel boats. And in sports, Australian Neil Robertson misses out on the snooker finals. With all this evening's headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the fires in Tasmania, WA and New South Wales could be foreshadowing a difficult fire season ahead. In New South Wales, around 76 bush and grass fires were still burning on Saturday morning after destroying at least 12 homes in Coolawong and 4 at Bulladulla. Premier Chris Minns says emergency services have been told to prepare for a difficult December.
Well, we had a good briefing with the commissioners of Ambulance, RFS, SES and Fire and Rescue New South Wales just last week. And the Bureau of Meteorology reported to us that December looks like hot winds coming in from the west, a warmer Pacific Ocean and as a result, a very challenging bushfire season.
In Tasmania, more than a dozen homes, buildings and cars were damaged and two firefighters injured when fighting an out-of-control fire at Dolphin Sands on the east coast. Last week, a farmer died in Western Australia while trying to protect his property from a fast-moving fire. Hundreds of pro-Palestine protesters have gathered outside the SBS office in Melbourne to call for the network to boycott Eurovision. The public broadcaster is facing calls not to broadcast the Eurovision Song Contest while Israel is allowed to compete, after Russia was banned from the competition following its invasion of Ukraine. Following the decision allowing Israel to compete, four countries, Ireland, Slovenia, Spain and the Netherlands, said they would boycott the event. Protesters in Melbourne told SBS News that by allowing Israel to compete, the international community is saying their actions in Gaza are acceptable.
When we isolate an apartheid state, then they will realize that actually they are not part of the international community and they should be complying with international law and stop the occupation and the apartheid and stop the settler violence, free the people in Gaza.
In a statement, SBS says making a decision to be involved based on the inclusion or exclusion of any country would undermine SBS's editorial independence and impartiality. Interest rates are expected to stay on hold as the Reserve Bank prepares to meet on Monday for their final board meeting of the year. The official cash rate is expected to remain at 3.6%. Tuesday's rate decision comes after the Reserve Bank started 2025 with a rate cut, followed by a further two cuts that brought cost of living relief for borrowers during the year. But an increase in the Consumer Price Index has flattened hopes of any chance of another interest rate reduction. The latest data showed annual inflation rising to 3.8% from 3.6% a month prior, well above the Reserve Bank's target band of between 2 and 3%. US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended strikes on alleged drug cartel boats, dismissing concerns the action may have violated international law. He made the remarks in a speech at an event attended by national security experts at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute in California. He says the strikes are justified to protect Americans.
Here again, we've been focused and here we've been clear. If you're working for a designated terrorist organization and you bring drugs to this country in a boat, we will find you and we will sink you. Let there be no doubt about it. President Trump can and will take decisive military action as he sees fit.
And in sport, Australian snooker champion Neil Robertson has fallen at the snooker semi-finals against two-time winner Judd Trump. The Englishman's victory over Robertson set up a final clash with compatriot Mark Selby, who beat another Brit, Sean Murphy, by an identical 6-3 scoreline in their semi-final. Trump is now just one match away from maintaining his record of winning at least one ranking title every year since 2016. And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.